Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
As well as Denise Warner.
Hello.
Denise is making her second appearance on the Must Hear Music podcast, so we're excited to have her.
And I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, that's nice. And shout out to Erica, who's at South By.
She's
Southwest.
Doing her thing.
She's doing the South By thing. So good for her, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. So that basically means there's not someone eating a piece of cheesecake.
Yeah,
in the,
that's true.
Usually
I brought my multigrain chips.
Yeah, should I be eating a piece of cheesecake? Did I miss
If you
the
could
boat?
Bring a piece of cake next time,
okay.
That would be fantastic.
Fair.
Let's get, let's start off with obviously the biggest album release of the week, perhaps even the year.
Oh.
Dare I say that, no offense to Madonna, but Kendrick Lamar surprise released, half surprise released his second album, To Pimp a Butterfly. So let's talk about that. The one I wanted to hone in on is King Kunta, but by all means, let's feel free to just talk about anything. So what, I know we're all fans of this, but Denise, what is it about this album that you really like?
I like it all. I like the interview with Tupac at the end. I think that's very creative. And it's just, I find it's very difficult for me to listen to an entire album of anything, and I'm not the biggest hip-hop person. It's not that I don't like it. It's just that I'm just not, like, I don't know too much about it. I shouldn't say that, but I just said it, so it's fine. So, I mean, my favorite is obviously, like, my favorite, like, rap album is still My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which is another one that I can just listen to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I really liked. I mean, I feel like it was such an experience, and, like, I don't know that I can call out any songs that I particularly enjoyed. I just kind of like the entire, all of it.
Right.
I mean, this has just been such an interesting album to listen to. I really like it as well. It's hard for me to really talk about this album yet because there's so much going on in it. I mean, it's 16 songs long. Each song just feels like this monstrous opus that you kind of have to break down piece by piece by piece. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I've been spending a lot of time like on Rap Genius just dissecting the lyrics, going through references I might have missed.
Yeah, I've been doing a bit of that too.
I mean, it's so dense, and it's funny because I've gone back and forth a little bit. I mean, mostly it's my reaction has been positive. In terms of going back and forth a little bit, part of me is like, I feel like Kendrick's a little bit self-conscious on this album. I remember he talked about, I forget who it was with, but he talked about how he wants To Pimp a Butterfly to appear in like history textbooks. And I wonder if that really affected his creative process at all to kind of not focus on, you know, he's so focused on the social aspects and these messages that maybe, you know, he's almost too focused on it, and it sacrifices a little bit of the song craft. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I've seen on Twitter and stuff, a lot of people love this album. A lot of people don't love this album.
I just think, I mean, you kind of touched on it. It's like too soon for people, especially. I mean, listen, I'm going to say it's a great album because like it's not my expertise. It's not my area. But like for people who are really into this all the time, I feel like any album is just really difficult to decide after 2 days
yeah,
and like
exactly.
two listens. And like, how is it going to hold up? Like what is it really going to be in the history books? I mean, yeah. I was a history major. I don't remember too many rap albums being in my history books. But then, of course, like when I was in high school, like we stopped.
Tipper Gore hated rap.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So Tipper Gore.
Shout out to Tipper Gore. I'm not that old. But yes, yeah, so it's very difficult to see the lasting impact on anything after 2 days that it's been out.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and to circle back to what it, you know, what I was saying and what Denise is saying, I mean, it's just so hard to kind of put a bow on this whole thing of like somebody was Stephen Hyden, who's a writer for Grantland, was like bemoaning all the hot takes on Twitter. He's like, yeah, we know it sounds like the 70s. Yeah, we know it's intellectual. It's
that's
like,
why I kind of like it.
No, and it does do all those things, but it's just like it's so many things at once. I again, going back to like what I was saying with the whole self-consciousness, I do feel like some parts of it are a little more dense than they should be, than they need to be. However, there are so many things on this album that most rap artists, let's say most musical artists in general, would just never touch upon. Like I think of a song like Complexion with Rhapsody, who's an artist I really like as well. And I mean, the whole point of that song is these two, you know, African-American artists talking about their skin color as opposed from being a light-skinned African-American to a dark-skinned African-American, what that means in their society. And it's just so interesting to me. Like, obviously, the song itself is great, but it just what they're talking about is not something that everyone talks about. And really, some poignant stuff going on in that song and in a lot of these songs. I mean, it's just I'm still getting a handle on it, but it's something that I am pleased to immerse myself in. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say, I don't care if it's too early or not. Like, ooh. I think it's a classic. Wow. I know it seems silly to say that right away, but it's just, this is, like, exactly what I don't want to say what I wanted from Kendrick, but kind of what I love about music is, like, an album that can come out that is so complex and socially relevant and musically fantastic. And, I mean, maybe there are parts of it that are a little too much, but I think I almost prefer albums like that. Like, I'm a huge Public Enemy fan for that reason. Like, I would rather have an album where the highs are ballsier and more interesting, yeah, if that means that there are a couple misfires or a few moments that maybe go on too long. Like, I'm totally willing to allow for that. And, I mean, musically, yeah, I think his first album, or, you know, his first proper album, had probably more immediately memorable songs, but I feel like the music on this is every bit as good. Maybe, yeah, I think even a more cohesive listen overall. Like, I think stylistically this holds together, yeah, a bit better. A lot of people have kind of blasted the predominance of talking on this. And I think for the most part, like the drunk talking on You, I think is just brilliant. The, yeah, drunk talk rapping, that's fantastic. And honestly, I feel like when, you know, at the end there's the whole Tupac thing. I feel like when you have talking at the end of an album, it's almost like it's not there. Like, if you want, it's for the people who care about it. And if you don't, yeah, want it, it's at the end of the album. Just stop listening and start over. You know, like how Kanye's first album had a shitload of talking at the end. Most people tend to only listen to that once and then not listen to it again. J. Cole's last album did the same thing. He had like 10 minutes of credits, just basically like thanking people. It's like, I feel like you can get away with talking at the end of the album.
Yeah, the whole,
it almost,
I mean,
doesn't count.
Every Outkast album has a ton of skits on it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we don't live in like an era where we can't skip over those songs anymore.
Yeah.
So. I mean, it's interesting because I feel like this is just a tougher album to process, because you think about Good Kid, Mad City, that album just had a lot of immediate songs that were just bangers. Like, if you think about Backseat Freestyle, Money Trees, and Mad City, and all these songs that you're just like, they weren't necessarily like singles, but they were just like, oh man, like just core hip hop fans could really soak in what they were trying to do. And this one is less accessible in that way. But like I said, like the more time you spend with it, I think its virtues really come out.
Now, Jason, as our Grammys predictor,
yeah,
do you think this is an early favorite for, yeah, album of the year?
I think it has to be, right?
I mean, it doesn't have to be.
Dark Twisted Fantasy didn't even get the album of the
which
year
was
nomination.
Crazy to me, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I know that is crazy. Yeah, I remember 2010 was just a weird year because Speak Now, my favorite Taylor Swift album, also wasn't nominated for Album of the Year, and I was really sad about that too.
So it feels like right now it's 1989 versus To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, there's even some other stuff in there, like the D'Angelo album. Mm-hmm. It's just, we already have some really interesting, you know, potential nominees so far. But I think that, I mean, if Good Kid, Mad City was nominated, this is more, you know, it speaks to such a large audience. I think the reviews are still coming in, but they've been mostly positive so far. I haven't really even seen any like negative reviews. So I think it definitely has a good shot. And, you know, Kendrick just won 2 Grammys on based on I, which is it. What do you guys think of the new version of I on this song, which is like the live version?
I think it's great. I mean, you know, again, it's the whole thing, like some talking is thrown in, so that's bound to kind of like grate on people maybe after multiple listens, but I still think it works in the context of the album.
Yeah.
I kind of find the whole thing fascinating with how he just sang that. He did it on Colbert? Was it Colbert?
Yeah, the Untitled song.
The Untitled, and then like how just, I mean, I guess how this whole thing and how he's promoting it and how it's just the whole Beyonce dropping thing now is just, what are people doing? And it's confusing. And I don't know. I just like the album.
Yeah. It is interesting how he did this before. And it's funny because, I don't know if either of you guys know the song Cartoon and Cereal. It's a song that he put out like a couple months before Good Kid, Mad City. And probably a little bit more than that, but it's a song with Gunplay. And, it's one of my favorite Kendrick songs, and it just doesn't have an album. it didn't appear on Good Kid, Mad City. It just was kind of out there. It's not on any mixtape or anything like that, but that Colbert song might be the exact same thing. Just be like, here's
a song.
Here's a song.
Does this album really have any singles, true singles, do you think?
I don't really think so.
What's funny is that, and you mentioned King Kunta, which is probably my favorite song on this album.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's so funny because not to say it should have a different title, because the fact that the title like references, you know, the central character of Roots, it's not an immediate, you know, single to me. if it was King Kendrick, if that was the name of the song, like maybe that's the single. But it, just because, and again, I wouldn't want that to happen, but it's just funny how he kind of purposely made an anti-singles album.
Yeah. But let's listen to King Kunta. So that's you know, about the protagonist in Roots, who I don't know if a lot of people know is actually based on a real person. You know, I think to a lot of people it's just a TV miniseries, but Kunta Kinte was a real man who tried to escape from slavery many times and ended up getting part of his foot cut off. So, you know,
and he references that.
And he talks about this. This is like a very real song, and you know, he's you know, basically talking about everything from that to Richard Pryor, to Bill Clinton. Kendrick has a lot on his mind.
There's so many things. And, you know, I thought about the Richard Pryor and Bill Clinton line, just about how, power and, you know, vice can corrupt someone, and which is what he talks about a lot in this album, kind of his first, post-fame album. So, I mean, yeah, I feel like we're kind of preaching to the choir. I'm sure anyone who's listening to this podcast is aware that Kendrick Lamar has a new album. But, my advice would be just to, Just check out the lyrics and you know, see all the references, because it's so much fun.
Yeah, this is a great album to hit up Genius with. So, but let's listen to it. So King Kunta from To Pimp a Butterfly from Kendrick Lamar. Oh, yeah. Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off. King Kunta, black man taking no losses. Oh, yeah. Bitch, where you and I was walking. All right, that was Kendrick. Next up, let's talk about just dropped song. Martin Garrix featuring Usher.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so into this too. I'm
song's
glad you
called
picked it.
Yeah. Don't Look Down.
Yeah, this
guys, I'm becoming like an EDM and rap fan. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, Billboard.
It's the way the popular tastes are going.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, so this song just came out, Martin Garrix featuring Usher. And it's funny because Usher, I mean, I'm a huge Usher fan, and we've talked about this on the show before. He keeps putting out really great song after really great song. I'm not sure. Wow.
I don't know about that.
All right.
Lately,
all right, Joe.
I'm
you don't
not
like
sure.
I Don't Mind?
It's okay. I mean, but wasn't, what was the Minaj one? That's a pretty.
She Came to Give It to You?
Not a great
song. I really
song.
Like that song, too.
Anyways.
Anyway, so this is the song called Don't Look Down. Is in the vein of, you know, what he did with Swedish House Mafia, which is Scream, and then DJ Got Us Fallen in Love. I actually think it's stronger than both of those songs. I think it's just like what he does, the way he plays with his voice, the way he plays with his delivery on this song is really exciting. Usher just keeps finding ways to, you know,
stay relevant.
Yeah, exactly. And refresh his sound. Mm-hmm. And It's a blast to listen to. I really hope. I mean, this just came out, so it hasn't appeared on any charts yet. But I really hope this song kind of crosses over. What do you like about it, Denise?
I'm just like into it. Like I can dance to it at my seat, and it sounds like something like I would put on. See, this is the biggest compliment I can give. If I want to put it on my like iPod to work out to.
Oh yeah.
And like
no,
listen
I,
to it a ton.
I totally agree.
Like that's kind of how I feel about this song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good, and I think it's kind of an interesting, but I suppose probably predictable move for Martin Garrix because you know he's very young. He is a cherub faced young
he's
man
so pretty.
Who does yes, he has like he's sparkling good. Eyes and like Ken doll features, basically.
That's not why I like it. He just happens to
That's
be.
That's why
pretty.
I like it.
Yeah,
come on.
But yeah, he broke through with Animals, which is. A catchy EDM song, but it is like a very EDM song, and this has like it adds a little guitar in. Like this is more of the kind of David Guetta like reaching out for a crossover hit sort of thing. So this is, I mean, and obviously Usher's on it too. So I think this is also probably a good wise move for Martin Garrix that he's kind of expanding his palette.
And I agree that it might be a little bit. Faceless in terms of like you don't really I wouldn't listen to this song and be like oh obviously that's Martin Garrix
totally
but I think it's strong enough that doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, I think that I mean and like, he's young in his career, like I think it's fine if he wants to do like kind of the quote-unquote faceless material and as well as some, you know, like deeper stuff.
Like if you told me that this was a David Guetta song, like I would
You would 100% you, yeah. believe it. You would not be like, no, that is a Martin Garrix beat.
I think you could have told me that was an anyone song, and I would have been like, sure.
This is the new Kendrick.
Yeah. Well, okay. Within reason,
wow.
guys. Although, can I tell a funny story? I know we stopped talking about Kendrick, but I was listening to it and on Spotify, and then all of a sudden Kashmir started playing, and I was like, oh, he's sampling Led Zeppelin. That's so awesome. And then I realized it was a Spotify commercial.
Anyway, this
is why I need to be.
Yes. This
like,
is why you
leashed.
Will not be invited. Back
yeah, this is why I don't get to be on the Must Hear Music podcast. You guys, I love music so much.
I have done that many times. I've like listening to like a sad album and then the Spotify ad like bum bum
yeah.
bum. Hey.
Yeah.
Or like really Bjork's, YouTube like crying like, about her boyfriend and
yeah,
then all
exactly.
of a sudden it's like a dance bum, party.
Bum, 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 bum.
Like you click on a YouTube song and it plays you another song as like a 15-second preview.
Yep.
I'm like, why does this sound exactly like Brittany Howard? It's like, oh, it's because it is Brittany Howard.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anyways, but let's listen to Martin Garrix featuring Usher, Don't Look Down. All right, that was the new Martin Garrix and Usher. Next up, let's do the latest of Monsters and Men. A Denise pick song is Crystals. So, so you're a big fan.
I love
My
Head Is an Animal. I love that whole album. I believe they of Monsters and Men. I think I first heard the little talks at spring training when I visited my parents like 2 years ago. And I was like, oh, I kind of like this song. And then they were on SNL and I listened to the whole album. I was so into it and I'm really excited. I love Crystals. It does sound a lot like their first album. Yeah. Not going to lie, but the sound works for them and it makes me feel very springtime in New York, which I'm just really looking forward to. Like I'm walking down the street and I'm listening to it. I don't know. I like their sound. I like their lyrics. I'm into it. Jason, you are not a big fan, right? But you did like this song.
I do like this song. Yeah. I think that of Monsters and Men, it's interesting because this came out exactly 1 week after the Mumford and Sons song. And Monsters and Men, maybe a little bit unfairly, kind of gets grouped in with that like new folk revival with like Mumford and Lumineers.
It sounds like, I mean, for me, it's a little more.
Yeah, I agree. It's almost just more like regular rock, kind of classic rock, than it really is a sort of folk revival.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think this song, Crystals, kind of underlines that point because there's nothing really folk about it. It sounds like an arena rock song. And I just think that, you know, this song is like, it's like spilling out metaphors left and right, and it has this really big chorus, and I just like all of it. Like, it's just like a big, fun rock song to me.
I love the old man in the lyric video. It's fun.
Yeah, he's having a blast. He has a good beard. If you haven't seen the lyric video,
watch it.
Guy with the big beard. I mean, it's listen, I'm not a huge fan of them either. I do like the song. I like kind of the pummeling beat thing they have going on with the drumming.
It's big. It's just big.
It's just, it's a big song. Like, this is the kind of thing that if it pops up on radio, it's never going to, like, offend you. You're not going to be like, oh, God, this song again?
Right.
Like, it's just a solid listen.
Yeah, and I think going back to the Mumford & Sons songs, I feel like this is similar to Believe in the fact that they seem designed for those big festival crowds. Like, this is the song, like, to me, this is the song that they play at, like, Bonnaroo or wherever they're playing this year, like to end the set. Like, this is like, oh, thank you guys, we have one more, it's called Crystals, and it's just a huge
the iPhones come out,
everyone starts singing along. It definitely seems like that, and that's fun. I mean, it's fun to experience that. It's fun to listen to this song. I'm actually kind of excited to see it live, so
I'm excited for their whole album.
June they're coming back.
All right, well, let's listen to it of Monsters and Men, Crystals, from their upcoming album. All right, that was of Monsters and Men. Next up, let's talk about Steve Grand, guys.
Hey-o.
So we've got the debut album from Steve Grand premiering exclusively on Billboard.com this
right
week.
Now.
Right now, literally right now. It's called All American Boy. So, yeah, Steve Grand, I mean, that was like almost, I guess, a year and a half ago. He kind of like made a splash because he more or less became the first openly gay country singer to start a career. There have been country singers who have come out before, but he began his career by just being openly out of the closet.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a big thing. Country music is not exactly known for its inclusiveness when it comes to homosexuality. So
you don't say.
So it was like a big thing, and he's got his first album out. The song I wanted to talk about is Whiskey Crime, which is just a really fun like drinking song, and it occupies that nice space between, which a lot of country music these days does, which it really, like, if you tweaked it, this could just be like a classic rock track. Like, this is as much rock as it is country. I've listened to the rest of the album, like, other parts of it definitely are more country-ish, but, like, this is just kind of one of those, like, drinking songs about how, like, I don't like tequila, I don't like beer, like, I like whiskey, and you know, it's also St. Patrick's Day week, so
shout out to whiskey. Back in my, again, oh my gosh, I'm talking about high school again. In my high school days, I was a big country fan, and it was right before Taylor Swift had taken country into pop. There, you know, Shania Twain had started doing the both versions of her songs,
right,
but it was still like very twangy, like, you know, and then Montgomery Gentry, and this song reminds me of Montgomery Gentry a lot, had like a couple songs that were very like more rock. And I think, like, I haven't listened to a ton of country lately, but I feel like that whole rock country thing is like just a big deal right now. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I actually really enjoy this. I haven't listened to the whole album yet, but this song was really fun.
Yeah, I like the lyrics to this song. I think the song itself is a little bit forgettable. No offense, of course.
No offense, of course.
He's trying to offend you.
I'm trying to offend Joe. I think I don't know. Nothing about the song in terms of the instrumentation really grabbed me, but I liked what Steve was doing on this track, and in terms of like, you know, he's pledging his allegiance to that whiskey way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love it.
By the way, I noticed you call him Steve. I think it's Mr. Grand to you.
Mr. Grand.
Actually.
All right.
If you
all
don't
right.
like him, you have to call him Mr. Grand.
Well said. I like Mr. Grand's music.
And if you're the New York Times, it's Mr. Grand.
Exactly. I think he's a good writer. I just think that I'd like to hear something, and I'm happy that the rest of the album's streaming on Billboard.com right now.
I am too. No, I think what you're saying, you're right. This isn't like the most, like, am I going to be listening to this a year from now? Probably not. But I think I like this song, and I like the lyrics, and I like the tone of it. I just feel like with this album, we're getting a sense that maybe with like a real big label push behind it, like, and some like top-notch songwriters,
totally.
Which, to be fair, like most of the country people and bands out there, like, sure, they write their stuff, but they have like studio
a lot
pros
of co-writers,
who are like tweaking that shit. Yeah. So, and I feel like with that kind of like studio polish, he could, you know, sit comfortably alongside Lady Antebellum.
And he's super
whatever.
Cute, which has to
and
help.
Yeah, he's very good looking. Mm-hmm. He's like, he modeled. Like, mm-hmm. there are pictures of him. He's just like ripped. I mean, yeah, I guess he's ripped. I don't know, six pack and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So now we got, Steve and Martin Garrix this week.
Steve and Martin, yeah, exactly. Yeah. We got a couple of cute boys this week. Plus the old man on the Monsters and Men video.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy is a
that
babe.
Guy is super bangable.
He's the winner of the week.
Yeah. Anyways, let's listen to it. So, Steve Grand, Whiskey Crime. Alright, that was Steve Grand. Next and last, let's talk about Future.
Another cutie.
Another cutie. March Madness.
Kendrick. Come on, this is just all the dudes this week. So Future, who is one of my personal favorites, dropped a new track on Monday. It's called March Madness, just in time for
March Madness.
Denise is very excited because she loves Kentucky.
I do.
So
six games.
Six games. They got six games to go. It's just so I loved Future's album last year, Honest. I loved his mixtape this year he made with Zaytoven called Beast Mode. I don't love this song, but it's just like everything Future related just kind of appeals to me on a base level. So it's just kind of like this wrecking ball of a song that just kind of plows its way into my heart. And I will let it remain there. Even though it's not his best song, I've been listening to this a good amount. I just kind of want to see what you guys, I don't know if we've ever talked about Future on this show.
We have. Yeah.
We have?
And I don't mean to say that I feel like I said the same thing last time we talked about it, but I am like I'm like a fair weather Future fan. Like I can, if I get a song I like from him, I'm like, yeah, this is fantastic. And then when I hear one that I'm not a fan of, I am 100%. Not only is it that I don't like it, but I'm like, why is this guy famous again? Because he, you know, I think a lot, the whole like auto-tune singing, like,
he's
puts
your
a lot
Steve
of people
Grant,
off.
Basically,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's and, Mr. Future.
And I definitely, I definitely fall in that category when I hear a Future song that I'm not crazy about. I'm like, God, like, why are people into this? But
so where does March
this
Madness?
This one is like leaning towards I'm not a big fan of
oh,
this.
No.
I like the lyrics. Musically, I'm not terribly memorable, but it's fine, I guess.
So fun. What do you think?
I forgot
Denise?
To listen to
oh,
it.
That's okay.
I didn't
oh,
man. Do my it's homework.
Okay. You really flubbed this
to
one.
All of them. And then I realized you said one more. I was like, oh no. Oh
<That's>
no.
<all right. laughs>
But where is Future? Does he have an album coming out this year? Or is
I'm
this
not
just
sure.
like a stray track? That's...
This is just kind of probably a stray track. I mean, hey, it's March Madness time.
It is March Madness.
Put out a
yeah.
song called March Madness. I think that it's just like, when what Future has been doing this year with this song and his Beast Mode mixtape is like, if you really like Future, if you really, really like Future, this stuff's going to appeal to you. If you're like,
Like yourself, Joe, like just kind of like here, but you're kind of more skeptical, then you're not going to like this stuff because it's very like very undergroundy future. And I appreciate it. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll get you on that train soon enough, man.
Maybe.
That
maybe,
future train.
Maybe next time on the future train.
In the future.
In the future. Yes. Come on.
Well, yeah. All right. Well,
come
let's.
On, I tried the pun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to try it here. Let's go back to the future.
Back to the future. Oh.
And listen to it. I'm sure I'm like the 100th million person to make that joke. But let's, yeah. So let's listen to it. The very topical and divisive, apparently, March Madness from Future. All right, that was Future. That's all we got this week. Thank you, Jason, for stopping by.
No worries.
Thank you, Denise.
You're very welcome.
Even though you didn't do all of your homework.
I didn't do all my homework.
You're still
going
to
so
get
sorry.
A passing grade. So. Wait,
Denise was enthusiastic.
I am very enthusiastic.
And,
even if I don't necessarily always
really
say
the
best things.
Thing. No, anyways, yeah, so great week for stuff.
Oh, we had a Twitter request.
Oh, we did.
Get to
yeah. That's
next
right.
week.
I want to shout out, yeah, Tink. But we should talk about it in more depth next week. But yeah, someone had the Twitter rec from
yeah.
Tink, who is great and who I meant to include last week and then I forgot about it right now too. So, shout out to that Twitter user. We'll name check you next week. Yeah.
Don't
anyways,
worry.
Have a great week. If you have any recs, tweet them at us. We'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.